KSRA News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is getting his first test of the 2024 campaign in today's Democratic primary in South Carolina.
Since President Biden faces only token opposition, what's most important for the campaign is the level of support he receives from black voters. Both he and Vice President Kamala Harris have been visiting in the lead-up to the primary and have promised to keep advocating for the interests of the black community. Biden will need to find ways to energize black voters in the key swing states of Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, as his support from that group has plummeted since his first year in office. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iranian targets following a deadly drone attack against U.S. forces. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Senator Rick Scott is among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats in the White House as Republicans try to hammer out a workable compromise on border security.
This has been going on for months. I've never seen it. And look, and, you know, is that fair to the people that live in my state that they don't even get to look at this? This is what's wrong with D.C.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. He says that the deal currently being crafted behind closed doors in the Senate will not fly. This is SRN News. One Southern Baptist agency has issued some new marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections are set for Southeast Asia in 2024, and the results will likely have a big impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out that in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and aggressive Islamic groups. The persecution of Christians is on the rise in Indonesia, the country with the world's largest Muslim population. This is SRN News. Some familiar beauty products that say made in China may actually have been made in North Korea.
North Korea is more known for ballistic missiles than beauty products, but Chinese customs data shows that these now account for nearly 60% of North Korean exports to China. Last year, North Korea shipped nearly 1,700 tons of eyelashes, wigs and beards to its neighbour. These goods are often then processed and packaged by Chinese firms and re-exported. North Korea appears to have switched to making beauty products to get round sanctions, which ban more traditional exports such as coal, seafood and textiles.
That's the BBC's Mickey Briscoe reporting. The South Carolina Senate has approved a gun bill. This one would allow anybody who can legally own a gun to carry that weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know it's available. More details at srnnews.com.